Proximity KMH Mobile.
TMH, Alpha Charlie, Delta Golf, on the Northern Michigan Lake.
Good morning, Mr. Jim, go ahead. TMH Mobile.
Well, got some interesting news. You probably won't like it exactly. I led an interesting QSO over on 86, and the repeater was found, heard me great for approximately 6 minutes. And then it couldn't pick me up, even if I was putting out pretty high wattage on different antennas and different radios. Here, so I'll keep it real short. But it was interesting that it worked great for about 6 minutes, and then all of a sudden it couldn't pick me up. Alpha Charlie 8 Delta Golf. Hey, drive safe.
The best part about intermittent problems, they're intermittent and they suck. Oh, wait, that's not the best part. That's the worst part. PMH Mobile.
KBCW Mobile.
FGW, monitoring. Good morning.
W Mobile, good morning, Ron.
Good morning. Definitely driving in the rain like me.
Yeah, just a little crosstown jaunt, and down here in Petoskey, it's just a dull drizzle right now.
Yeah, that's my destination. I have an 11 o'clock that I'll probably be a little late for. people are just driving like it's human excrement falling from the sky and not simple rain. I was so optimistic when I first turned on 68. There was a line of cars, and they were all passing this one car that's driving either with his third foot on the brake light or on the brake pedal, or his brake lights are stuck. And everyone was going around him, and I thought, well, this is a good sign. And now I'm behind all those everyone's doing 45 and a 55 in a light but very manageable rain. Man, and my to-do list today, oh my God. I'll be lucky if I'm home by 4 or 5 o'clock. I left extra chew bones out for the dogs because I expect to be gone that long.
Well, what you just described is the reason that when I jump off I-75 to head home, it's at Wolverine, and I'll take my chances on Mitchell instead of driving across 68 and getting behind a bunch of jagoffs like that. So, yeah. Well, I'm a little disappointed, though, Ron. As a semi-retired guy, you should have fewer responsibilities and therefore fewer errands to run. I don't know if you're just not doing things right, or if you've got downward pressure on you from somewhere else.
You know, it's a little of both. It's probably 51-49 where the 51 is on the do things on my own time and schedule, and a lot of this running around is to facilitate that. You know, I have... And some of it's completely voluntary. Like, a couple of my stops today are regarding the club, regarding stuff I have to do and pick up and take care of for the club. But you're not wrong. You know, there are a couple things that have been dragging on this list that, you know, I know I'll feel better when I get them checked off, but I just haven't gotten around to doing it. Updating databases and... you know, some bank-related issues and some financial-related issues, not for me personally, but your words do not fall on deaf ears, nor am I apathetic to your suggestions and or reminders. I absolutely do appreciate them. But I did take on another real estate project for an estate regarding somebody that's going to be relocating into assisted living. And they have to take care of all of the estate issues as it relates to the real estate, meaning a house and all the contents, and they're moving out of state.
Sounds like a logistic nightmare. Yeah, I started making a list of all of the little tiny things that our house needs done, from, you know, small things to big things to protracted projects, and... it's pretty daunting when you look at it, but once you get rolling and start clipping some of those things off, it feels pretty darn good.
Some of it's fairly quick and easy, and if you can knock out two or three in a day, you know, it really does make you feel good. And I was sort of on that roll for a while. I spent 3 hours on Monday trying to change a wheel bushing on my tractor because I couldn't get it out. I didn't have the right stuff, you know, so I'm just beating on it with a hammer and a chisel, and eventually I got it, but instead of taking 30 minutes, it took me 3 hours. It took me 5 minutes to get the wheel off. It took me 3 hours to beat the old bearing out. It took me 5 minutes to press the new one in and 5 minutes to put it back on, but, you know, and that was just one side. I still have to do the other side, but... yeah, it you know, it kind of keeps you busy, keeps you out of the bar. And, you know, you're working full-time still, which, again, I wasn't really aware of, or if I was, it slipped my mind and was not in the forefront of my mind. But, you know, I'm still wielding, you know, at least a couple of work calls a day from three different sources, you know, from the real estate side, from the lending side, from the caption phone side. So... it's definitely enough to keep me busy, but a lot of the things on today's list are to finish up camper projects and get ready for our 4th of July trip.
Oh, right on. That sounds great. One of the most satisfying things I'm doing right now is, you know, because we're planning on relocating in the, I don't know, near or semi-near future is looking at all of the stuff I have in my house and how much of it I don't need. And my goal is to throw something away every week. And to see that shrinking is very satisfying. And then on the flip side of that, a bunch of things that we have that have value and, you know, aren't of use or interest to us anymore that we can throw on Facebook Marketplace and find a home for and just, you know, make a couple bucks to get it out of our hair. That's been great, too. So we've had a flurry of that activity lately, and it's making me feel pretty good.
Phone, W8RPO.
Yeah, I'm just about at my destination, so I'll sign off. Catch up with you later. Have a good day. K8BCW.
NADMH, W8VPC. NADMH, W8VPC.
AV9NN, mobile monitoring. KE8FGW monitoring.
Hey Brad, how you doing?
Oh, hey Drake. We're doing okay. Just hanging out in the shop. Recycling some boxes. Yep. That's what I'd call it anyway. But anywho. What are you up to here in Mac City, I hear?
Yeah, I went to go rescue my water bottle that I left at City Fire Station 2 and revived the APRS, which the radio was just off again, and I tried pressing the power button and it wouldn't power on, and it only came back after I powered the power supply, so I think we got a power supply problem. Either way, it's live for now, and the power supply is a later Drake problem.
Yeah, eventually I would like to get my APRS back on here. That'll be kind of neat.
Yeah, it's definitely a fun little useful tool.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, as far as I know, it'll be the only one in the EUP.
I was going to say, there isn't much up that way. I think Mac City is the furthest north, and I think there's one in the Sioux on the Key and a side, but it doesn't really link in with us because there's nothing in between.
Yeah, that's for sure. So, well, I got an antenna set up for it anyways. It's up there. It's I'm going to put on a really nice one. So hopefully it'll reach down to Mac City. Is it? I was on off a tower yesterday, and I got into Mac City, Petoskey, and Huckleberg repeaters on the handheld and 5 watts, so it should reach down there.
If you're making it into the repeater, the Mackinac City repeater, then you'll hit the APRS, no problem. Probably even hit the Sheboygan APRS, too.
Oh, there you go. It should cover a big hole.
Fantabulous.
Well, it'd be kind of neat to upgrade it, though, to something different. Because right now, like, there's something that's really, really old, and it's called, like, Kentronics. So it'll be kind of neat to, if we get something newer, more reliable. Or maybe Kentronics is reliable. I don't know. I had a heck of a time trying to get set up.
The Kentronics, those are they're reliable. They're just kind of old. My program of choice, honestly, is I use Direwolf. I just run it on a Pi with a USB audio interface and call it a day. I've been running one at my... I never ever have to touch that thing. It just keeps going.
All right, well, maybe sometime in the future when we're not so busy, and maybe you can set up a Pi for me. I have one. I think I have two of them laying around. One's a 4, so I will probably use the 4. And I don't know what kind of audio interface I would have to have for it.
Yeah, you can just use a RA25 or something like that. Something cheap doesn't really matter too much as long as it works. And if you have a Pi 3, run it on a Pi 3. I mean, it'll run on a Pi 0W with no problem. So, yeah, you can run it pretty much on any Pi that exists.
Okay. Yeah, we'll see what I got laying around. I think I might have a 3 laying around, too. So, yeah, I'll dig something up and see if I got a USB to... I don't know, Motorola or something, so I'll see what I can come up with.
Hey, yeah, sounds good. Alright, Brad, well, I'm going to let you go. I'm going to make some phone calls here for work, so we'll be back shortly in ACMH Mobile.
Copy that. Talk to you later.
WABCC mobile listing.
Not tomorrow, but next Friday.
Where do you gotta go get that? Hanging down?
No, Kinross.
Okay, I can help you do that.
Yeah, thank you.
Not a problem. problem. Next Friday, you said?
Yeah. N9KOB, Mobile Mile.
Which one is that? W8VET.
Oh, hey, Spiker, nice to see you show up.
I'm kidding. Yeah, I was in West Branch, and I'm in Big Creek now, and I'm headed back to Sterling.
Holy cow, they got you going everywhere. No, I was sitting in the shop, and bang, I'm like, what was that? I look out the, look out the door, and the breaker on the transformer tripped, and we had no power. And look down the line, and there's a tree.
Yeah, I was curious how close it was to your shop, but I figured it was something you had pretty close to you there.
I scared the hell out of me. I'm like, who just shot out here? No, it was a biker.
Yeah, it sounded like, so it knocked out a lot of power in town, and then even up Warner Road at least, right?
Yeah, from what I hear, it's out all the way to Hilltop. There's some spots all the way out to Hilltop that's down.
Interesting. Yeah, I think I'm going to stop by the house quick and see if power's out or we lost power or whatever. Not that it really matters right now, but my wife and kids are at the office today, so stop in there. Consumers didn't notify me through a text, but they don't always do that. The power was out.
Yeah. They had the lines buried underground.
Yeah, tell me about it. But my power comes out of Rose City anyway, so I'm pretty sure I should be alright.
Yeah, I think you're just fine. You're out. But I was like, whatever. Means we get to go home early.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, I've been putting in like 260 miles a day this week, last week. Been pretty busy, shorthanded, and then covering for a guy's emergency leave right now. So, and then I had a whole lot of trouble stirred up with the road commission in Aranac County, finding lines that they assumed was ours, buried underneath the road, and they're rebuilding the road, and yeah.
Oh, that's not fun at all. Definitely not fun at all.
Yeah, it's been a blast, because nobody wants to deal with it, nobody wants to take ownership of it. And it just so happens that it might be closest to one of our leases, so automatically, oh, it's ours to deal with, but it predates the nearest well we had to it. The latest permit approval is 1946, so it's either a really old line or it's nothing to do with us. I'm not really sure yet, but that's what I was waist deep in a swamp wrenching pipe yesterday. So, yeah.
Sorry, I was getting my food at McDonald's, and I'm like, something don't seem right. It's right. So, not very good. Well, hopefully they get it figured out, because that's a pain in the neck, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, I'm going to wait till the water table, the water goes down a little bit, and see what assets I can bring in to help me out there. So far, it's just me. But I'm going to step out quick and then hit the road again. W8VET.
Copy that. N9KOP mobile.
K K8VCW.
KGIS Mobile, we're almost home.
KF8 BFO to K8 PLM, do you copy?